News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, according to the 2025 Lancet Countdown report on health and climate change released today, continued reliance on fossil fuels and insufficient adaptation to rising global temperatures are already having serious consequences for human health. And I'm joined now by Sinead Loughran, Climate Policy Officer with TROCR on this. Good morning to you, Sinead. This is yet another report, I suppose, that says that climate change is real, it's happening. And this one looks kind of mostly at the effects on people's health. How bad is it?
Well, we've known for decades, Ciara, that the climate crisis is a human rights crisis and a health crisis at that. And it's good to see even more institutions and organisations, you know, really pointing that out. But, you know, the International Court of Justice advisory opinion earlier this year was very clear on that as well, that this is a human rights crisis and states failing to take adequate action to reduce their emissions, to phase out fossil fuels urgently, particularly those historically high polluting states, are failing to meet their obligations under international law and could be held liable for those failures as well. So we know from the comments that the UN Secretary General has made over the weekend as well, you know, that the 1.5 degrees Celsius limit, that very critical global warming limit, is at serious risk of being breached now. And the ambition that is needed and the action that is needed from countries globally, especially those high polluters, is just not coming through. And we really need to urgently address it.
Do you think this is an issue to do with a lack of will, a lack of, I suppose, emphasis from countries? Or is this a timing issue that these things just take longer than perhaps we would like?
It 100% is to do with a lack of will and ambition to enact the policies that are needed, and also like to actually, you know, get behind the actions and the reporting requirements even on a basic level. The nationally determined contributions or the climate action plans that each country have to submit to the UN to show what they're going to do to meet their climate obligations. Most countries are actually way behind the deadline on that, including the EU and 9 other G20 members, who together account for half of current greenhouse gas emissions globally. They have yet to submit those nationally determined contributions or climate action plans. And from what we're seeing from EU proposals as well, is that even when they do submit that, it won't go nearly far enough to meet the EU's fair share either. Okay. So it definitely does come down to a lack of will.
Okay. And yet, when you see these stark figures about the effects on people's health, you would have to question why that lack of will exists. Do you have a view on that?
Yeah, 100%. It's always the kind of the human rights obligations and climate obligations are coming up against the power and profit interests of very powerful industries like the fossil fuel industry. We know that, you know, just a small group of fossil fuel corporations are driving the vast amount of fossil fuels and greenhouse gas emissions with that globally. We know that they are doubling down on their toxic interests, and the vast majority of those companies are continuing to invest in further expansion and exploration, investing double what they should be if they plan to avoid climate catastrophe. And we know from the recent production gap report as well that governments globally collectively plan to produce 120% more fossil fuels by 2030 than would be consistent with limiting warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius. So we really do have to turn off the tap on that. And that's for all countries to do, but especially for those high polluting states. And Ireland has a very central role in that as a historically high polluting state, but also one that has significant capacity to phase out fossil fuels and move to a renewable energy society. And also that Ireland facilitates vast sums of private finance going to the global fossil fuel industry through our role as a global financial hub. So a report earlier this year by TROCR and ActionAid Ireland found that as of June 2024, Irish-based subsidiaries of investment companies held just under $32 billion in fossil fuel investments. And 91% of those investments were made in fossil fuel companies that have plans for expansion. So there is this like massive connection of power and profit and constantly going after these so-called profitable industries, when ultimately what we need is to get off fossil fuels very, very fast.
Okay. Sinead, COP30 is obviously coming up. It's in Belém in Brazil. I think it's quite interesting. It's in Brazil. Obviously, Brazil has the issue of felling vast tracts of the Amazon rainforest, which damages our climate as well. They're often referred to as the lungs of the earth. And last year, COP was in the Middle East, which is obviously a huge fossil fuel producer in terms of OPEC and oil and all of that. Is it deliberate that COP seems to position itself in countries that would have a very checkered climate position?
I'm not sure that it's deliberate, but there's definitely an onus on all countries to come to the COPs with, you know, the greatest ambition that they possibly can put forward, and that's been obligated by the International Court of Justice's advisory opinion this year as well, that countries have to put forward the greatest possible ambition to meet that 1.5 degrees Celsius target. And essentially, no matter where COP happens, you know, the EU and Ireland have fair share obligations in terms of reducing emissions, and also in terms of providing climate finance as an obligation to climate vulnerable countries globally as well. And, you know, we know from what the EU is proposing for their 2035 nationally determined contribution or climate action plan, that it is the lower end of the range that has been proposed. And at the 66.25% reduction rate at the lower end of their range, that's barely above what the EU's fair share for 2030 would be, which is 65% reduction. When we're looking at what the EU is proposing for 2040, they're proposing including kind of credit systems that would actually reduce their domestic obligations as well. And Ireland has a very active role to play in that. And as a very disproportionate and outsized contributor to global climate change, Ireland really does. And our carbon budgets are the means by which we do that. And we're falling alarmingly short on those as well. And sorry.
Yeah, Sinead, thank you for joining us. Thank you for joining us on all of that. That is Sinead Loughran there, Climate Policy Officer with Troker.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.